I finally did it. I freed myself. No longer am I shackled by tyranny. I cut the cable. By that I mean I finally, after several years, my wife and I decided we're cutting cable television. A lot of discussion went into that over a period of time, and finally we got it done. And so I'm no longer shackled to the tyranny of a television schedule and to a programming schedule. And I know some of you are already saying, you know, get with the modern world, and we are moving more rapidly toward that. One of the things that I have realized after doing this is the house is quieter. I no longer have to be at a certain point at 5 o'clock in the afternoon or 6 o'clock to watch the news or a show at this particular time. And what I've discovered is I haven't missed anything that is of value or on my normal watch list. I still can see it, pick it up on my schedule, on my time, and it's been liberating. Cutting the cable, cutting the cord has, in a sense, given us a certain level of freedom. And it's led me to even think deeper about the rest of God's Sabbath, that Sabbath rest that God actually worked into creation and the relationship with mankind. Our slavery to technology, to a smartphone, to a television programming schedule, to so much of the hectic, stressful issues of work and life and activity that we all get ourselves into is not what God intended for human life, and it's not what makes life work at its highest. I've known that for a number of years. I've been a Sabbath keeper since I was age 12, and I recognize the importance of that break on the seventh day of the week to rest from my work and to worship and honor God. But I also understand, like you do, the rush and the stress of the modern world and our addiction to technology and to a lot of other things that just continues to rob our time and take our life. And so doing this particular act, which, you know, in the whole scheme of life was not that big, but it was a major, let's say, family business decision to cut the cable, has put my mind to thinking back about a scripture in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 9 that talks about God's Sabbath day in a passage here that shows that God's Sabbath is still a binding part of His eternal law and remains and is. But the phrase that is put here is, there remains therefore a rest for the people of God. The primary meaning of that does, from the Greek, show us that the law of the Sabbath is still there. But the way it's put here is also an important meaning, that there remains a rest for the people of God. That word rest, so important, so meaningful. What is it that's shackling your life? What is it that we are tied, you're tied to? Is it time to cut it? Is it time to finally make a decision so that you have a little bit more peace and you're not tyrannized in one sense by all of the stress of life? The Sabbath teaches us many, many things at many levels for our entire life and our approach toward God. We cut the cable. We've achieved a level of freedom, and it's enhanced our understanding of God and our relationship with God. Look at that rest that you might need as well. There is a rest for you coming, but you have to make that right decision. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.